Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a proper 90s inspired, dark immense style sampler rack in Ableton Live 12, using only stock devices. The goal is simple, one playable rack that gives you crunchy tops, a snappy mid, weight in the low end, and that creepy warehouse air around it. Then we'll actually arrange it in the arrangement view so it rolls like drum and bass, not like a loop, that never changes. Before we touch any knobs, here's the mindset that makes this easy. Decide what each layer is allowed to do. The main layer is the identity and the groove. The transient layer is definition, especially your snare crack and hat edge. The low layer is weight, centered and consistent. And the room layer is mood, darkness, space, grime, movement. If you keep those boundaries, you'll fix problems way faster. Mud. It's usually the low or the room layer leaking into places it shouldn't. Alright. Step 0. Set yourself up for DNB. Set tempo to around 172 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 174 is home base. We'll start at 172 so everything feels right without forcing it. And just a little workflow tip. We'll end up grouping drums later, but for now we'll build one rack cleanly and then arrange it. Step 1 is getting the amen prepared. Create a new MIDI track. Now grab an amen style break sample. Ideally a 1-bar or 2-bar loop. Drag it into Ableton so you can seed it as a clip. In the clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats, and set preserve to transients. For the envelope, start around 40 to 60. That usually keeps it punchy without smearing everything. Make sure the loop length is correct. If it's a 1-bar break, set it to 1-bar. If it's 2 bars, set it to 2. This matters because later we're going to fire the whole break like an instrument. Now, we're going to do something that feels like an extra step but pays off later. Right-click that clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Pick the built-in preset Slice to Drum Rack and Slice by Transient. This creates a playable drum rack with slices. Even if you don't do heavy chopping today, you just set yourself up for jungle edits later. Retriggers, stutters, snare swaps. That's the classic workflow. Now step 2. We build the layered Amen Rack. Beginner-friendly method. Create a new MIDI track and name it Amen Rack. Drop an instrument rack onto it. Inside the rack, create 4 chains and name them. Amen Main, Transient, Low Thump, and Room Air. On each chain, add a sampler. Load the same Amen loop into each sampler. Yes, the same sample 4 times. We're going to make them behave like different recordings by giving each one a job, with EQ and processing. In each sampler, set it to one-shot mode. Turn warp on. Set trigger to trigger, not gate, so it plays consistently when you hit the note. Turn snap on, and set the length to match your loop length. 1 bar or 2 bars. Now, one MIDI note will fire all 4 layers at once. Here's a super practical MIDI tip that keeps arrangement easy. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip and put a single note, like C3, right at the start of the bar. Duplicate that across the timeline. Every bar, it fires the break, and you can arrange by deciding when it triggers, not by dragging loops around forever. Now step 3, shaping each layer. This is where it turns from stacked break into designed weapon. Start with chain 1, Amen Main. This is the recognizable Amen tone and groove. Put EQ8 first, high pass around 35 to 50 Hz. You're not trying to remove bass from your track, you're just removing useless rumble that eats headroom. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. Start with -2 to -4 dB. Gentle moves. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch around 5 to 20%. Boom very low, like 0 to 10, because we're going to handle weight in the dedicated low chain. Then push transients, +5 up to +20, depending on how dead your source is. Optional. Add saturator after that. Set to analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. The goal is mid-forward, slightly rude, and authentic. Not clean. Not modern. It should feel like it's been through some history. Now chain 2. Transient. This one is all about snap without making the whole break louder. Start with EQ8. High pass aggressively, somewhere between 300 and 600 Hz. This layer should not bring body. It should bring edge. If you need more attack, a small bell boost around 2 to 5 kHz, maybe +2 to +5 dB, but be careful. This range gets harsh fast. Then add redux for that classic 90s grit. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction very small, 0 to 3. If you go too far, it becomes fizzy white noise and your hats start sounding like spray paint. Cool in tiny amounts. Painful in big ones. Then add a gate to tighten it. Bring the threshold down until the tails shorten noticeably. Return at 0 milliseconds. Hold 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release 30 to 80. What you're listening for is, the snare cracks, the hats speak, but the tail doesn't smear into the room layer. Coach note, if this layer won't cut through, don't only boost highs, try subtracting harshness. A narrow dip somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz can make the transient feel louder by removing the ugly part your ear is flinching at. Now chain 3, low thump. This is the cheat code for old school weight. Amen breaks often don't carry modern sub, so we fake the low in a controlled way. EQ 8 first, low pass around 120 to 180 Hz. This chain should basically be thud only. If there is usable low punch in the sample, add a bell boost around 60 to 90 Hz. Plus 2 to plus 6 dB, then drum bus. Set boom to 20 to 40%, frequency around 55 to 75 Hz, drive 5 to 10%, damp 20 to 40 to control ringing. After that, add a compressor, ratio 4 to 1, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 60 to 120, aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You're smoothing the low thump so it's consistent, not spiky. If your sample has basically no low energy at all, you can swap this chain to a short kick sample instead of the amen, still triggered by the same MIDI note. That's not cheating. That's literally the tradition. And put utility on this LOW chain and set width to 0%. Mono low end, tight center punch. That's how you keep it heavy without wobbling the mix. Now chain 4, room air. This is the darkness layer. Start with EQ 8, high pass around 500 to 900 Hz. This keeps it from becoming mud. If you want a bit of air, gently boost around 7 to 10 kHz, maybe plus 2. Add hybrid reverb. Choose room or hall. Decay around 0.6 to 1.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Dry slash wet 10 to 25%. Controlled. We want vibe, not wash. Then add auto filter. Low pass. Frequency around 4 to 10 kHz. Low resonance, roughly 0.7 to 1.2. This is one of your main darkness controls. Automate it down during tension sections. Extra flavor, optional. For unease, you can add a tiny modulation before the reverb on this chain. Shifter or chorus ensemble. Very subtle. Low rate, tiny amount. Just enough to feel like the room is unstable. Step 4. Glue the whole rack together. Click the rack output section so you're processing after all chains. Add EQ 8 for final cleanup. If the rack is too heavy, do a gentle low shelf down 1 to 3 dB under 80 Hz. If it's harsh, notch somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz, carefully. Then add glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Lower threshold until you see about 1 to 3 dB gain reduction. This is the one loop feeling. Then add a limiter as safety, sealing at minus 0.5 dB, just catching spikes. You're not mastering here. Now, a critical coach move. Keep loudness stable while you sound design. Put a utility at the very end of the rack and use it as a temporary trim. If you add drive and it gets louder, trim it back. Your ears love louder. Don't let them trick you. Judge tone, not volume. Step 5. Macros. This is how we make it arrangement ready. Go to the instrument rack macros and map the important stuff. And here's the beginner superpower. Don't give macros unlimited travel. Set min and max so everything stays musical. Macro 1, drive. Map it to drum bus drive on main and LOW, and if you used saturator, map saturator drive 2. Set ranges so it never becomes a fuzzed out mess. Macro 2, punch. Map to drum bus transients on main, and the compressor threshold on LOW so when you turn punch up, the low feels more forward and controlled. Again, range it so it doesn't pump weirdly. Macro 3, crunch. Map to redux downsample on transient and drum bus crunch on main. Limit the redux range so it adds texture but doesn't turn to fizz. Macro 4, room. Map to hybrid reverb dry slash wet on the room chain. Cap it around 25 to 30%. Past that, it's usually too much for a main drum loop. Macro 5, tightness. Map to the gate threshold on transient. If you want, you can also map envelope decay in simpler, but keep it simple at first. Macro 6, dark LPF. Map to the auto filter cutoff on the room chain. Optionally, later you can map a filter on the whole rack, but starting with room only gives you darkness without killing your snare definition. Optional balancing trick. Audition mode. Put a utility at the start of each chain and use the mute buttons to toggle layers while the loop plays. Main only, then add transient, then add LOW, then add room. You'll hear conflicts immediately. Now step 6, arrangement in arrangement view. This is where it becomes drum and bass. Not a demo loop. We'll build a simple structure, intro, drop, 16-bar roll, 8-bar switch. Then second phrase, Intro, 8 to 16 bars. Start with room up a bit. LOW down. Keep transient low or even off at first. This is the ghost break technique. It sounds like the track is coming into focus. Automate your dark LPF slowly, either opening for reveal or closing for tension depending on the vibe. And here is a cool move. Instead of triggering the rack every bar, trigger it every 2 bars. That instantly feels like an intro, not the main section. Then the drop. First 16 bars. Bring main, transient, and LOW up together. On the very first bar of the drop, automate a slight bump in drive and punch. Just a little. You want impact, not chaos. Now commit to variation every 4 bars. This one rule stops looping. At bar 4, mute the transient for half a bar. It creates a breath. At bar 8, add a tiny stutter. Duplicate your trigger note as a 1/16 retrigger. Quick and sharp. Quick timing note. Jungle feel is often about micro timing more than processing. If your loop feels stiff, nudge the MIDI trigger note a few milliseconds late. You can do it by ear. Even tiny shifts can make it feel played. Now, the 8-bar switcher turnaround. Classic move. Halftime feel for 1 bar, then snap back. For 1 bar, trigger the rack once and let it ride. Pull punch down, push room briefly, and maybe close the dark LPF a touch so it feels like you stepped into a different corridor. Then slam back into the full setting with transient and low returning. Second phrase, 16 bars. Now we get darker and more aggressive, but in a controlled way. Over 8 bars, automate dark LPF downward gradually. At the same time, increase crunch slightly for that tape-heaten energy. Optional intensity trick. Change the trigger pattern so the break fires every half bar instead of every bar. Old school rinse up energy without even chopping slices. If you want beginner safe jungle edits, here's the minimal version. Duplicate your MIDI clip. Add 1 extra trigger note about an 1/8th note before the snare. Place it by ear until it sounds like a classic pickup. Add a 1/16 retrigger at the end of bar 4. Then use velocity to create call and response, like 110, then 90, then 110. You'll be shocked how 90s it sounds from tiny changes. Let's cover common mistakes so you can dodge them. First, everything full range. If every chain has lows, mids, and highs, you get mud. Give each layer a job with EQ. Second, too much reverb on the main break. Keep reverb mostly on the room chain. Third, overcrunching. Redux plus saturator plus drum bus can delete transients fast. This audio version is shortened for playback.